you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 103.9 FM, 750 AM. Coach's Corner, Tuesday edition of the show. We're going to talk soccer for this particular segment. Now, last year, the Emory Lady Spartans participated in their first ever soccer season. They finished third in the region. They went on to state. They were a one-and-done, losing to Mazer Prep, but nonetheless, they put forth a fantastic effort last season. A lot to build on going into 2016, and joining us right now over the phone, we have head coach Eric Nielsen to talk a little bit about the beginning of the season, which will kick off on Thursday. Coach, great to hear from you again. Great to get you back on the show.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Jordan. I always enjoy being on your show, so this is good.
Yeah. We look forward to talking some soccer, Coach. And last year, I mean, we were talking about the beginning of the high school girls program. I can't believe that was a year ago already. We're getting set for the second year. Coach, we'll go back and visit that first year before we dive into what's up and coming this season. Now that you had another offseason under your belt and you were able to work with some more girls, and I'm sure the popularity of the sport is now starting to pick up a little bit at Emory High School. You look back on that first year, how do you assess it now? Is it any different than it was at the end of last season?
Oh, I think, as we talked at the end of last season, we had a lot of success, and you kind of asked what I wanted that team to be remembered for, and I think it's the same. I think that I want them to be remembered for coming and working hard and starting a winning tradition here at Emory High School. And looking forward to this season, the girls this year have put in a lot of work and a lot of effort over the summer, and expect to have the same thing this year.
You guys did win 5 games, if I remember correctly, overall last season. You did get a berth into the state tournament, which is unbelievable for a first-year program. I think it speaks volumes to the athletes that we have in Emory County. But you guys did play a lot of underclassmen last year, Coach, which looks better and better going into the next 2 seasons for the team.
Yeah, it really does. And, this year we have like 9 of our starters that are returning. A lot of girls that got a lot of experience on the varsity level. Even this year, the majority of our varsity team is still juniors and sophomores, and with one senior. And so this year is going to be really good. And even next year, we're still building. We're still building on that team from the first year. So I think we have a lot of good things to come.
If you look at the statistics from last year, we had Morgan Herdsman and Sarah Swayze that led the team in goals, and then Presley Brinkhurst and also Addie Healy, they were right there behind. So you guys kind of spread the love around as far as the goals on the team go. Coach, who were some of the players that you're expecting the most out of this season at the varsity level?
You know, really, all the girls, I think. Soccer is a team sport, and you are going to have a leading scorer. You are going to have a girl with the most assists. But really, we try to be focused on the team as a whole, and I think that all these girls have put in the same time and the same effort, and really expect to see some good things out of all of them.
Out of those returners that you're talking about, the ones that you expect to see a lot of good things out of, Coach, what was the excitement level like for them, knowing that they went to the state tournament last season, the excitement level during the off season? Have you noticed it?
Oh, absolutely. We've been able to do a lot more this summer. And as a coaching staff, we've talked. Last year, we had just a handful of girls that would come and work out through the summer with us. Throughout this summer, we've had a good core of 20 girls coming twice a week. We've gone to several tournaments. We've actually played 7 games this summer. So we already kind of have a preseason under our belt heading into the season. And so the excitement level, the commitment level is way up. And all these girls are excited to get going with our season and really, really show people what we're capable of.
How important is depth, especially at the 2A classification?
Oh, I think it's important. In soccer, there's 11 girls on the field. Really, you need to have about 14, I think, that are at that higher level, and we've got it. I really believe that. and the athletes here. You kind of mentioned it earlier on the show, but we have athletes at Emory High School, and these girls, they're all very athletic, and I feel like I can put just about any of them on the field, and there's not much of a letdown. They can keep that high level of intensity and that high level of play with anyone they play with.
Again, our guest right now is Emory Lady Sport and Soccer Coach Eric Nielsen as we talk about the upcoming 2016 season, which will kick off this week. Coach, you talk about the athletes at Emory High. As far as the involvement from other sports, especially at a smaller school, I know you kind of have to rely on some of these athletes to play multiple sports. Do you have a good combination of that on this year's team, or is it more just, you know, girls that are focused on soccer?
You know, there's a pretty good mix. The athletes, like you said, at the smaller schools, these 2A schools, they're involved in everything, and even not just sports. They're involved in all the activities that go on at the school. So it's kind of a balance, it's kind of a balancing act, because you want them to be involved in everything else, but they also need to be committed to soccer as well during our season right now. But I think it's great. I think it's great for them to be involved. We do have a core of girls where soccer is kind of their specialty sport, and that's what they're focused on. So I think it's a good combination. It's good to be involved.
Coach, you talked a little bit about the schedule earlier on. You said that the freshman team will get moving tomorrow, and then on Thursday, the varsity team will travel to Provo. So the season, it's definitely upon us.
It is, yeah. You know, it's crazy. It's been a year since we've been going, and I think we're ready to go, though. The girls have been working hard. We've had all week last week to get going, a couple days this week, and we're off and running. And, you know, that's the way it goes. So I think we'll be ready, though.
So you guys go to Provo on Thursday, and then next, it'd be Tuesday, you guys will take on JUAP. First home game of the season next Thursday against Union?
That's right.
Is there a particular game on the schedule that you can kind of sense the girls are really looking forward to? I know Carbon is also this month, and then you guys get, you know, North St. Pete towards the end of the month as well. I mean, is there a particular game that stands out to you, or have the girls kind of strayed away from that?
You know, they're not really looking at a specific game. I think they're excited for all the games. Starting off with Provo right now, we're heading up. We get to play on a turf field in there. Stadium up there in the city, and I think that's going to be fun. It's a later game, later in the evening, and so I think right now we're just kind of focused on that first game. We're going to go up and show Provo what we can do and have a good time there.
Let's look at the region for just a second, Coach. Region 15. You got Emory, Grand, Gunnison, Manti, and North Sevier. It's a pretty good region. We know that Manti is always a very good squad. What did you learn about this region last year, and what do you expect this season?
You know, we learned last year as a team, we can compete with this region. We tied for third last year. We had a very competitive game over at Gunnison to finish off our region last year. And that was the biggest thing, I think, is we're right there with these teams. We can be competitive. And we kind of talked about that last year as we progressed through our first season. Finally, at the end of the year, we were being competitive with these upper echelon of teams. I think to start our season now, we're going to start at that level and, you know, I expect to be competitive with Manti this year and be pushing for region.
That's always the big kicker in that first year. I'm sure there was some uncertainty in the girls' minds, but once you guys go out and you continue to get better and better and better, I'm sure now they know that they can play. There's a difference, right, Coach, from going into a game saying, I think we can win, to going into a game saying, we're going to win.
Oh, absolutely. And like you said, last year there was a lot of unknown. This year the girls are here. They know what they're capable of, and they know that they can get better. As we faced that Manti team twice and then our playoff game at Mazur, you know, it can be disheartening to lose by a lot of goals, but these girls, they kind of recommitted to themselves and said, we want to be like this team, so let's go to work and become better, become like these teams, be competitive with them.
We were talking about this on the show yesterday. It just seems like soccer is getting more and more popular each year in the Castle Country. Kids are taking more of an interest, Coach. It seems like every year.
Yeah, they are. And, it's been a good thing. A lot of these girls, a lot of them are involved in other sports and things, and a lot of them aren't. It's nice for them to have this soccer as a sport that, can be their sport, their specialty, gives them something to be involved in. I think it's been great for our area.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Coach, before I let you go, as far as your staff this year goes, who can we see on the sidelines with you?
Yeah, I've got Fiore Allred and Aaron Herdsman helping this year, and they helped last year. They've been great support for the girls. They know the game. They know how to work with these high school kids, and I think we're a good team.
Yeah, continuity is important at this age group, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
Continuity is very important at this age group. It seems like that's something that Emory has pretty much across the board in every athletic sport.
Oh, yeah. It makes a huge difference when you can get along as a staff, be able to work with the girls in a good, positive way. Makes a huge difference going forward. And I attribute a lot of our success to that and to these other coaches. They've just been great.
Well, Coach, it is always fun to get you on and talk a little bit about the team. I definitely appreciate the time. Best of luck Thursday as you guys travel to Provo. And hopefully we can get you on next week and recap a couple of games and prepare for that first home opener.
Okay, great. I look forward to it. Thanks, Jordan.
Coach Eric Nielsen, once again, of the Emory Lady Sport and Soccer Squad, talking about the start of the season. Again, it will be Thursday as the team travels on the road. They'll take on Provo. First home game will be a week from Thursday, and they'll play host to Union. Plenty more coming up here on Drive Time Sports. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we return, we'll move over to the national sports scene. KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 AM.